Look, guess what?
What?
We're on number 51.
51.
This is the 51st episode.
That's a lot.
Of the FIFA Ramble TFR.
That's a lot.
How do you feel about that?
Bemused. Bewildered.
Excited.
Excited.
Very excited. Tremendously excited. Before we start this episode, we are going to mention our sponsor and our strong partner this week. Gary's Name Changing Store. That's Gary's Name Changing Store. When you need to change your name, speak to Gary.
Do you have a name? Is it the name you didn't want? Want to change it? Well, now you can. Gary's Name Change Store. Hundreds of people like you have changed their name all thanks to Gary, helping them feel more like the name they should have had. I always felt like I was a terrible because I was born a pizza. Robert just never suited me. Now I'm Henry.
I go to the gym twice a day. I always lied and told people my name is Trevor when really it was Ian. But now I don't have to lie anymore. And my name now is actually Trevor for real.
This affordable change allows you to choose from names within your price plan. Isn't it time you started feeling like the name you should have had?
FIFA Ramble, number 51. Let's start by talking about Cardiff.
Why
they
not?
Did all right, didn't
we're
they?
In Cardiff. They Let's start with Cardiff.
They were a lot better than I definitely thought they would be, you know, at this stage, especially against Arsenal. They were such strong opposition.
Yeah, it's huge. They actually scored some goals, which
they
we
did.
Were very concerned about in the first place. I thought the first one was very fortuitous, the way he controlled it.
Yeah, it was...
I'm not knocking it. It was marvellous to watch.
It was...
And stonk that in for
it
Cardiff.
Was a great, first, no, it was a great run. Game. It was nice to see them score. It was a bit worrying that they looked a bit frail at the back at times.
Oh, Arsenal?
No, Cardiff. Because
yeah.
They've looked so
it's
strong.
It's the first time
they've
been rumbled,
season.
But I think that is down to the quality of the
they've
attack, how,
so
they have, how they've been pushed. That's the first time against a huge team that they've actually been tested, and I thought they did really well.
Yeah, they did really
that
well.
That resilience at the back is still there. However, they were a bit disrupted, and it's all from exactly what I said when I first saw him against Newcastle. Etheridge, he is a great goalkeeper, and he's had a hell of a start. However, it really concerns me how the back line aren't talking to him and he's not communicating with them.
Yeah.
There are moments in that game where he should have claimed it, huge, big claim, and dominate your area more.
Yeah.
He just didn't do it. Just didn't do it. So that's they're going to get caught up there because you can't have a Premiership defence with no communication. There were times when Sean Morrison, when he went to clear it...
I thought he had a really poor game, actually.
He did, but, you know, I think highly of him to get yourself together.
Yeah,
and let's not forget,
Morrison.
I think he crumbled a little bit because the game and the atmosphere got to him a little bit because he didn't have the best of games. Sol Bamba, again, was glorious to watch.
Yeah.
And I like his mentality. Did you see that article?
Yeah, he was good. He was very good. They looked a bit frail at the back, but yeah, okay, they came up against an Arsenal side. We've got a very good attack, but just moving on to Arsenal briefly.
Okay, because I've got a little rant.
Is it worrying at Arsenal that the same problems that we've thought were there for...
So,
you know, you blame Wenger because you heard he wasn't a coach. And if they bring a coach in, you'll coach him out of it. And they're still doing a lot of the same
mistakes. It's still in transition, but there's a hell of a long way to go. Because there were moments in that game where I was so concerned. One of my little rant points is that they actually struggled in midfield because they don't offer any real protection for the defence.
No,
it seems like they're singular to that system, but you have to play it as a system. You have to back each other, and that's the way it works.
Yeah.
So I feel like there was something was missing there completely, and to leave Arsenal really exposed. Like the way they did, it's just really concerning.
Yeah.
The other really concerning part, well, on the whole, because it's a new system, it's Unai Emery's system in place, and that is with playing at the back and keeping possession, because that is a very maintainable system to work for numerous different reasons. Like they're not the first. I know Chelsea adapt to that as well, but that's a new system to play to keep that. Do you know what? It just doesn't work for Arsenal because of Petr Cech. Now I'm a fond supporter of Petr Cech.
I said this on when we after
so, yeah the, we did and I, like
when Petr Cech was after the first game of the season mm-hmm. when Petr Cech I said at the time why are you asking Petr Cech to try and play out from the back
so
when you've got Bernd Leno on the bench
totally
we're a couple
of
games in now and it's like Cech is not understanding how to be the keeper you want him to be.
Cech is trying his best.
He's
trying, is doing
those 36 year old Cech.
I've figured out the problem here. I've totally
figured
it out.
I can't wait to be here.
Right, listen to this bad boy. Mm-hmm. You ready for this? Because that's Unai Emery's new system to play out from the back. Petr Cech's been training in order to do those things. Mm-hmm. He can't do those things because that's not his skill set. He is now considered an old school goalkeeper in a modern world. The goalkeeping situation has transformed and pushed itself on and is evolved and is formed into like Alisson, is like Edison. Yeah. Those type of goalkeepers, like Keylor Navas, is it like that example of a player. You especially get that with the success, especially with Man City last year. Edison really proved himself. That's his second season going in, and that's one of the reasons why Liverpool have invested in Alisson, because he can do that. And guess what? Arsenal have got that in the ranks with Leno. Like I said in the first place, when I was in defence of Petr Cech, who looks so much more focused and so much more on it. And like in terms of that's what he wants. This is going to be his bow out of professional football. Mm. What you get is he is that wonderful goalkeeper and is just a step too far for him because of the evolution.
Sometimes
because he's doing all he can.
You can convert an outfield player and try and get him to play out of position.
Mm.
And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Mm.
It's, you know, there's... But with goalkeepers, getting a 36-year-old goalkeeper to try and change the way that he plays football, a lot of me thinks, well, it's not Cech's fault that he's been asked to do.
And that's no slight on his goalkeeping ability. However, I've figured it out. But I still don't agree with that. At this level... That new form of goalkeeper, it has taken over. And Cech is just he's just there of his time, and you can clearly see it in the transition of how football is.
Yeah.
Like those type of clubs who invest in that type of goalkeeper, there's going to be more and more of them now. It's not. I heard a stupid comment from Paul Robinson, who was just like, you just lump out when he was chatting about... when Alisson got caught out for the goal.
Yeah, just kicking it.
Yeah, that is of its time when goalkeepers could only like kick with one foot. Now they've got to be a fully full-rounded.
They've got to be almost an
athlete.
They've got to be like a libero. They've got to be, you know, a ball playing centre back almost.
So like ball fighters.
Yeah,
just marshalling. So
they've all got to be like Lahm, like Philip Lahm.
So
Max Hummels, that's what you've got to be.
I think it's a good, an actual good bow-out transition for Petr Cech, because he has got something to prove. He is solid, he is reliable. However, the game has changed so much. And Leno, like I said in the first time, when we like, how is he not playing Leno? It takes time to adapt to it. And Cech, he's given a chance to prove his point that he can't actually do that. Now, you saw with Cardiff City, and you see anyone who face Arsenal now is, guess what? They're going to make maximum effort to push on that goalkeeper. They're going to make maximum effort to push that. And it worked again. And that's what Cardiff City was very good on their attack and their knowledge of how where they...
It'll be very Route 1 with Cardiff. Well. Yeah, we said that last week, because they know where Arsenal's frailties are.
Yeah, and that's what... And you saw the possession stats tonight. Like, Cardiff had, like, I don't know, 24% possession the whole
they
time.
They didn't need it.
And it's... three shots on goal.
Yeah, they didn't... All you need to do with Arsenal... I said this last week, and if I was coaching a team to play Arsenal, I'd be like, right... What you do is you play balls in behind the defenders, behind the centre backs.
Drop a bit deeper now, so.
Yeah, but you just play that ball in because they're not confident. Test them in the air, and if you do get the ball in behind, they're not going to be able to deal with it. Yeah. You know, it's.
Last word on this, though.
Yeah.
I'm saying that Ozil has never looked so focused than he did on the pitch because of the events of last week. It's Unai Emery coming through. And look, this isn't a slight on a winning performance from Arsenal, because they got the job done. And like I said, just...
I think it's a lot
made that look easy.
Arsenal of three seasons ago wouldn't have won that game.
A thunder shot from Aubameyang. You had Lacazette stepping up as well. You got your striker striking. It's 3-0. it's a hard game, but that's what you get. And they were sort of lucky because there was a chance at the end, which Cardiff City just squandered as well. But both teams, excellent game of football.
It was good.
Fantastic. All positives to come from that game. So
should we move
that's
on?
That. Do you want
from
to move
the Arsenal
on?
Game, let's move on. West Ham, hot garbage.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what the headline is?
West Ham.
Explain why they're hot garbage.
Hot garbage at the moment. Do you know what they smell like?
What is it?
Palace under the boar. They've brought in, if you look at those signings they made, and again, go back, because we on a previous podcast, before the season started, and we said West Ham signings weren't that good. They've got an engine room of Noble, who seems to have just gone.
Noble.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. They brought in Jack Wiltshire, who clearly isn't fit. Clearly. I still think he's got a nagging injury.
Yeah, but I think with him is to prolong his career. That's why he made that move. And he's always covering injury. That's
they've
the way
made,
he's been.
I just think the signings that they've made will take a longer time to gel than maybe they have.
Think there's any way back for Jack?
I'd like to think so. I think he's he should have a few good years left in him, but I think the problem that Jack Wiltshire has is that people were expecting him to be like this British Modric, an English Modric. He hasn't actually become that, but that doesn't mean that he's not a very good Premier League footballer. He didn't become the English Modric that you were all expecting in the media and England's next high hope, which he never got to.
Yeah.
However, he could be, the equivalent of, say, Claudio Marchisio. He's English as Claudio Marchisio.
Come on now, let's ease up.
Yeah, Claudio Marchisio.
Let's not get carried away. No, you're getting carried away.
Right, he was not the player in that Juventus team of a couple of years back. He was not the player who everyone immediately thought of. It was Pogba, it was Pirlo, it was, Vidal, it was Dybala later, and Higuain, and now Ronaldo. It was never Marchisio. But he's arguably one of the best centre midfielders there ever is. But he's not. Like to be the British version of Claudio Marchisio.
Arnautovic is kicking.
Arnautovic is good. Look,
there you
Arnautovic
go.
Is
there's
good.
A plus point there.
I don't think he'll be there that much longer.
Well,
I think he's going to be pushing for a move January.
Well, we know the ebb and flow of West Ham, unfortunately, for those fans.
Unfortunately for a section. A
couple of things, then we can move on.
The ones that ran on the pitch, I'm glad.
Wolves still strong, and Adama Traore.
Traore, what a player to have on the bench.
Unbelievable. He's wonderful to watch.
What a player
and
to have
just
available on
the bench.
And he just bulldozed
his way through for that, thoroughly deserved that. Even though that was pretty cruel on West Ham. If West Ham had a draw, then you'd be different.
I don't think
they
deserved the draw, though.
But if they did on paper, it looked differently, right?
Yeah,
that's so damaging. As in all 93rd winner goals are to win the game.
It looks better having a draw, but they didn't deserve to win the night. Should we
I had a little rant over Arsenal. Do you want to carry on with your Man United?
Yeah, go on then, we'll have a little
your
bit.
Man United, isn't
we'll it? Have a little bit. There's not that much to say. What I would say, someone suggested let's start with the plane. Yeah?
Should we start with the plane? Tell me what your thoughts on the plane.
Well, I can see what I think they have well intentions. They were well intentioned individuals.
You should do spin for Man United.
They were, They were well in. Their intentions were.
Still, lovely
good.
Kit.
Yay, did they? But I just. It brings me to a point someone raised to me this week on our Facebook page. We put out the picture of the plane and they came back and said. Thing is, Woodward is actually brilliant for the club. What he's not brilliant at is signing players to the first team and his judgment of football. But what he's actually good at, bringing in the money, they were like,
business.
And that's the thing. So what Man United needs, then, based on that, I thought that's true, because he's brilliant for the club. We've never made more money. He's been amazing for the club. But what he shouldn't have anything to do is transfers. Because he sees it from a business perspective, and what you need is someone who's going to be able to see it from a footballing perspective and be a mediator between the two.
They need
a director of football.
That sounds wonderful.
They need
a
director of football.
I don't know, is there a human exists like that? It's hard. People are complicated things.
Right.
You can't just get them in.
Do you know who has been touted quite heavily?
Martinez?
No. Coming in as a director of football, so would mediate between...
Zidane.
Monchi from Roma, who's just had that summer. So he would come in and Mourinho would say, here's my five. Woodward would say,
Woodward,
this is how much money you have. And then someone would go and negotiate. That's where we've been falling. It's when Woodward starts negotiating with other football players, football people, about buying players, yeah, agents and managers and the like. He's too business. You need someone who understands football.
All right, I'll tell you about some good business. Right, I'll tell you my Man United points for this week.
Can I just say as well, that pink shirt is the one.
It is great.
It's a really
good
shirt.
Have you bought one?
No, not yet. It's not out. Yeah? No, in like 2 weeks.
Are you getting one?
Yeah, I'm going to get one.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to get one.
Is it better than your Juve one then?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, look, we've gone off topic here. Come on, right, I'm telling you straight the Man United things which I learned.
Yeah,
this is
fire away.
Things I've learned from a United 2-0 victory.
Is there a jingle for that? No.
No, there's not.
No, okay.
There's not. Okay, so one.
Yeah.
Uno. A.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Lukaku.
Yeah, Lukaku.
Great bit of business. Doesn't get the recognition he deserves.
No.
He pulled out stop there. And he actually matched Drogba's goals.
In the Premier League.
So, we are big fans of
also,
the big Lukaku.
Let's not forget. Yeah, we're big fans of Lukaku.
I like Lukaku.
Lukaku came
I think
up
Romney
with me
Lukaku's.
As well. Someone said about Lukaku and what do you think of him. I said, I think he's a great striker. And they were, he's not another level. Basically, they reckon.
It's the thing that gets
understand.
Our goat. It's got our goat.
Yeah, it was.
Won't give the goat back.
The way he said to me, he was like, he said Arsenal as well, but he said Everton. He's an Everton level. Everton, he said Everton, Arsenal. He was like, he's not. He's a Liverpool fan as well, and he said it's not Real Madrid, Man United, Barcelona, which is where he sees Man United.
Yeah.
He said Lukaku isn't that player. And I said to him, okay, that's fine.
Ridiculous.
I was like, I disagree. But what I would say as well is when we signed Sheringham after Cantona retired, was that a Man United signing? Well, no, it wasn't, but he won us the European Cup in 99, you know, him and Solskjaer. Was Luis Saha a Man United player? No, but he did quite well. It's ridiculous, the criticism of Lukaku.
Okay, one more good thing about Lukaku before I move on. Because this will be the sixth one now, or the fifth. This one's worthy as well.
Yeah.
He's actually wearing Let It Snow pants.
He was wearing Let It Snow pants.
If you look, that's great. That.
Yeah, that's good.
You got your Christmas pants on yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, next United thing to
not
just
yet.
Knock through. Who will be the media's next target? Because they've started to win.
Well, Mourinho's won now, hasn't he? So, same way that when
top
he was...
Top of the world. Looking down on creation.
Well, yeah, he was asked about Ronaldo. Is Ronaldo still a world-class player? And when he walked off, and he said, of course he is. Walked off, and then he turned around and he said, unless he doesn't start scoring again soon, because you lot will be telling us that he's past it. And I thought, what a point. What a brilliant comment from Mourinho. And the people laughed, and he made the point of coming in and just being like, there's never been this many journalists to my press conferences at Burnley.
He needed
why
that.
Are you here? They
but,
all went because they thought it was,
you know,
they were vultures.
You know, yeah, exactly. And that's what they're going to go for. I feel that pressure part that Mourinho's created to get that victory got people in like it got to the players. And you saw with a young Rashford squaring up to someone.
Yeah.
Alexander can't be doing that. Like, he can't.
Right. It did. I'll say the same that I said for Richarlison. I think it wasn't a red. And I think anyone who watches football, if they'd seen Richarlison squaring up or Rashford squaring up, I think there's not a single person who watches football that if the ref went yellow card, pack it in, wouldn't go, yeah, that's fair enough. They didn't headbutt. I think it's a ridiculous rule.
You think that should have been a yellow card?
Mm-hmm.
Rashford, the way he reacted.
Yeah.
But the kick out as well, which wasn't seen by Baxter.
Yeah.
That is also another thing.
Imagine what would have happened if VAR was being used in this case. We could just go back to VAR and go, he kicked him.
Gone.
No, but you know,
that'd be too
Richarlison, and they squared up. But people are saying the headbutt. He didn't headbutt him. He was squaring up to
but
him.
But it's
his
that
head.
Thing. And
if
luckily,
the ref just came
luckily,
over and went, chill out.
We haven't seen
card,
the drop into the floor when that happens in terms of simulation, if there is any sort of head to head. We haven't seen that
in
yet.
Either of them yet.
But that's 2 weeks on the trot. We've seen instances like
Look,
that.
You're asking yourself for trouble, but what I'm saying is I think a red for it is too much. I really do.
I think Rashford should have had some chill I think.
Yeah, no, but I think your yellow card's
why
been
is he actually squared it up though? Like yeah. you being more lenient to me, and it's in there. That's overly aggressive behaviour, which went two ways. I get it.
I just think the ref Rashford just
took it on, same as the hog headbutt last week against Cardiff. Same thing. Like this, it's unnecessary. If you push like that, there's going what like face to face, and then there's going like headbutt. It's all alpha male nonsense, anyway. It's
just ridiculous. No, it is. But I just think I think there's no need for it.
Okay, last
I really don't. I think it's a yellow.
Last thing before break, Luke Shaw performing after a leg break. That's all rolled up. I think that's a very clever media point to get him in rotation to show him actually progressively. Okay, he is getting better. But remember, he's done this same thing with Aaron Ramsey, which people should not forget about because that Luke Shaw leg break was an actual like it was a potential career. Well,
that's the thing, and people write off injuries a lot.
And it's a psychological thing because of like playing on that, but he's really stepped up his game and he's got over that. And I think Mourinho is responsible for getting over that hurdle. And I'm sure he will definitely be in the England setup going forward because it's there for him, because like Ashley Young can only do so
and
much.
He's better and than
Fabian Delph can go anywhere.
He's better than Danny Rose.
Yeah.
You know, it's
but that's a whole nother thing. So that rounds up my little Man United thing.
Well, I like that.
That's solid. They're the five or six or many points.
However many points, they're good.
Whatever those points
let's
were.
Let's skip quickly across to Manchester.
All right, then. I've just put Sterling
across the city. Yeah, Sterling was very good. This is Man City narrowly beating Newcastle. One thing I would say in defence of Newcastle is their points tally doesn't marry up to how their performances have improved.
Mm.
They were good against Man City and they were good against Chelsea the week before. They were dire when we saw them against Cardiff. They did nothing. But they've actually steadily improving. So I think Newcastle actually deserve a lot of credit.
All right, you haven't even mentioned the Kyle Walker 30.
Scored an absolute belter.
30 mile stonker.
Yeah, I just think the story of Man City winning is... We know that's going
to
happen. I think Newcastle are really good.
I think so close.
Talking about scoring more, actually.
Speaking of scoring more.
Have you seen these stats about Harry Kane? Have you heard of this?
No, I just saw him on an advert which was sponsored and I thought it was very funny and I sent it to you.
Yeah, he was. It was
he's been doing a lot of promo for some telecommunications. And if you want to see some good acting from Harry Kane...
Just go watch it.
Mm.
It's ridiculous. StatsBomb released some data and talked about some data.
Mm-hmm.
Since Harry Kane's injury with his ankle last season and then return, he's taken less than half the amount of shots that he was previously.
Yeah.
So StatsBomb have... Ted Knutson actually said...
StatsBomb, Ted Knutson,
really
StatsBomb.
Good. Get on Ted Knutson. He's actually said that his stats prior to this ankle injury in about March...
So he's carrying...
He said they were Lionel Messi, Ronaldo-like stats. He was having average of 9 shots a game. His XG was huge and so on. He said since that injury, he's now, if he was taking on average 9, he's now taking on average 3 shots a game. And they were like, he's not actually scoring that.
Still actually performing though. But
well,
like,
this is the argument that they said. They said he's actually not performing. What he's actually just doing is putting himself to finish the ball, or the move off and score. So he was like, he's actually gone from being... I don't necessarily agree because I've said on record a number of times think Harry Kane is a good scorer of goals. I don't think he's a good footballer. I've said it countless times.
Yeah, you have.
So
you used to write him off before, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I still argue that he's a great goal scorer. However, I don't think he's a great footballer. And what Knutson has said is that his stats actually prior to March were making him seem like a Messi-esque footballer.
Okay, to relieve the pressure of Harry Kane and his potential ankle. Sonny's in. He's back. Back with a vengeance.
Yeah, Sonny's in from the Asian Games. And we talk about Watford, the game.
Yeah, but we can do that. Like, I'm just getting into a bit of... Like, you've got the potch in, and I just went with that. So, off the back of that, luckily, because Harry Kane, the link is, you need some backup up front. And they've
you
been
do, out, and then Sonny's coming
in. Like, a star player for the last three seasons, definitely, for Spurs, who's solid at the front, just getting the credit he deserves. and now he doesn't have to do military service, which is a bonkers thing in the modern world.
Yeah, that is mad.
To do that. Anyway, that's another thing. So I was just saying that with Sonny back, because he hadn't signed anything. Yeah. So they were saying also, it taps into the fact that Spurs haven't bought anyone for this season, and they're looking this, that, and the other. They just got caught out. And do you know why they got caught out? Because Watford are awesome, and they're hell of a
really good.
There's, like, that's what I was building it up to.
Yeah.
All in there.
I liked it.
Because it was they're great. They're functioning.
They are really good.
Do you
good.
Know what I like? I like the fact that they actually believe they're going to go.
They think they're going to be on for a Leicester City season.
Why not? I think that's a perfect model.
Do you know what I like about Watford? The Hornet mascot and Elton John.
He was very happy.
Elton John was loving it. They've done really well, and they deserve to be thought of in higher regard than they are, which is
unfair. Loving Troy Deeney just with fire in his belly.
Do you know who I really like?
Who'd
and
really
I said
like?
This.
Pereira?
One of our first episodes, actually.
Holabas?
No, Will Hughes. I really rate Will Hughes. I think he's a really good footballer. I really hope that he shows it this season a lot more, because I genuinely thought Will Hughes is... I think he's, you know, high England calibre, Will Hughes. Easily. Like Lampard. That's how highly I think of him. I think a lot of Frank Lampard. I think Will Hughes potentially that sort of player. And I really like him.
I really like him. Will Hughes. Really likes him.
I really like him.
If I was to say to you, Evergreen.
Evergreen. Yeah.
What would you think?
Oh.
You'd probably think of the song, wouldn't you? Evergreen.
I would.
Gonna make this now.
Evergreen. I would. I'd also think Glenn Murray, yeah.
That's what you go to, isn't it?
Glenn Murray, he's brilliant, isn't he? Do you know who else I go to if I was Evergreen?
Go on.
Despite what the press is saying? Cristiano Ronaldo. He's Evergreen now. That's where you
officially.
Can start. Yes.
It's just because...
Because he's not... Look, his goal-scoring form is actually one of our... On our pre-season... predictions podcast, one of the questions I asked you and that other guy was will Harry Kane outscore Huddersfield? Because of his goal dropping, and the other one was will Ronaldo score 30 goals in Serie A? They're both now coming
right,
and Ronaldo's been superb as well, though. He has been really good.
Yeah, he's been good, but Bale's been performing. Anyway, we'll get to that in a bit. We'll just hold our horses, yeah?
We're holding. Okay, what are we holding for?
All right. Do you want to talk about a little bit of, like, before we go into our championship roundup now?
Yeah.
Which is sponsored. That's coming up. I'm just going to mention about the point of set pieces. Ted Knudsen.
The throw-ins.
The throw-ins. It was like, Andy Gray knows
thing.
About football, didn't he?
It's, right. This throw-in thing with Andy Gray and Richard Keys... has wound me up more than anything else this week. Dinosaurs.
It's a set play. Can I just give you like an average per match of how important throw-ins are?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. So 40 to 50 throw-ins in a game. 12 minutes of throw-ins.
Yeah.
50% of the time the ball is lost. A throw can open up a lot of ground on the pitch. Just a lot. And it's great for a counter-attack to catch people out of play.
I keep bringing it back to Harry Kane. Harry Kane, if you
you've
watch,
got him on the brain. You were on about him earlier before we started. You just kept saying Harry Kane. You said he's magic.
He has been taking a lot of downward throw-ins. Watch him. He's not getting it high. He's just low and quick.
What do you mean, like low?
So
like that.
Yeah, just like throwing it straight down as opposed to...
So you just don't lose possession? And you just
you're straight to possession and then they build a counter-attack from it. That's something really interesting with Harry Kane this year. Next time Spurs play, watch him. He started taking throw-ins in the opponent's third and he's taking them really low and then running on. It's interesting.
All right, just quickly then, off the back of that, really interesting there.
It is interesting, I'm telling you.
Interesting.
Throw-in science.
Sorry, Chelsea. Yeah. I saw a thing. I loved it. I think I sent it to you.
Yeah,
he said,
where he said about
his developing style and the mental speed of the game. So possession, high speed of the ball and mental speed is like what he's focusing on. That's his model to go forward. And he was asked How did you figure this out? And his answer was he learns from all the lost matches.
All the lost matches, yeah. It's really he's such a dude. Sarri. We keep saying
like
about
Sarri.
Him, don't we?
He's the Elzer.
And look, he's done quietly wonderful things at Chelsea. Chelsea aren't getting the plaudits they deserve.
It's cracking.
They're playing good football and they're doing it by playing Kante in a new position and dropping Hazard deeper. It's so weird, but it's working. Kante's being pushed forward and Hazard's being asked to drop deep.
Quick, 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 quick.
Yes. It's honestly, for someone who likes football tactics like me, it's fascinating to watch Chelsea.
Mindful footballer as well. Check that out. Mindful footballer. We're going to go into a championship roundup right now.
Yeah, right.
But just before that, I've got a thing to put in.
Okay.
Okay. Should we do this?
Yeah.
So this is Mitch's championship roundup corner.
Yeah.
And we are sponsored today by Mr. Mustachio's wonderful pistachios.
If you're going to eat them, pistachio, make sure it's Mr. Mustachio's pistachios.
Pistachio Mashio pistachio.
Brilliant.
So we're just going
to... Should you hand over to Mitch while we eat our pistachios?
So that's Mr. Mustachio's Star Choice pistachios.
Let's hand over to Mitch. These are the best
pistachios
I've ever had. Right, let's hand over to Mitch.
In the southwest region.
Hello, folks. Mitch here with Championship Corner. Can't be there in the studio with the guys this week, so it's a bit of a ramble on the road, Championship Corner this week. And there's a few things.
Thanks for that, Mitch.
Cheers, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch.
Okay, we'll see if we can get Mitch back.
Mitch is gone.
Oh,
Mitch is gone.
Hang on. No.
I know what you do.
Hello, folks. Mitch here with Championship Corner. Can't be there in the studio with the guys this week, so it's a bit of a ramble on the road, Championship Corner this week. And there's a few things that I want to discuss, actually. First and foremost, there are a few great performances in the Championship over this past weekend. I think where I'd best like to start is Swansea. Talked a bit about Swansea over the last few weeks. Some unrest amongst the locals because of all their players being sold and the concern of a really wafer-thin squad. I've said it on the show, actually, that their first 11 and even their bench when they've got a fully fit squad is actually pretty impressive for the Championship. And I think, of all the performances on the weekend... Swansea's win at Millwall was the most impressive for me, not least because they played pretty much the entire game with 10 men. Now, Millwall's home record is pretty impressive. They don't lose often at the Den. And Swansea, Baker Richardson sent off after 5 minutes of the game. Millwall went 1-0 up with Murray Wallace scoring for them with about half an hour left. And it looked like it would be another Millwall home victory. To Swansea's credit, they stuck at it. And they actually, not only did they... equalised, but 5 minutes on, 5 minutes left on the clock, Ollie McBurney, a player who I've spoken about before as being a real handful at Championship level, I think he will be, not wise after the event, mentioned it a few times on the show, and his goal to win the game was an absolutely superb team goal. I mean, Jefferson Montero on the break for the Swans was absolutely lethal. And his weight of pass for the goal for McBurney to tuck it away was absolutely perfect. It's a great goal if you haven't seen it, and it gave the Swans a 2-1 win, like I said, after being down to 10 men after 5 minutes of the match, at a place where not many teams go and get a result. So I think that was my championship performance of the week. Not to be outdone, actually, and perhaps just being pipped short because of the circumstances of Swansea's win, was Sheffield United, who, after a bit of a tricky start, have started to find some form. Beating Villa, Aston Villa 4-1 on the weekend. They kind of blew them away pretty early on. And actually, I must say, I thought Sheffield United might have a bit of a trickier season this time round, but they're starting to gather a bit of momentum. And Villa, who I think will be up there at the end of the season, were pretty much blown away in the first half. It was 3-0 at half time. Good to see Billy Sharp on the score sheet for the Blades. A bit of an unhappy return to Sheffield United for their old manager Steve Bruce. Elsewhere, I think West Brom continue to gather momentum. Another victory, 2-1 this time. I said that Stoke City might find it difficult this season in the Championship. I've seen nothing to suggest otherwise. They continue, I think, to struggle with life in the Championship. And West Brom, who are fairly free-scoring, 2-1 victory. So, I think West Brom will, out of those two promoted clubs, will have a much better season. And things are turning out that way as well. Sheffield Wednesday continue their resurgence, actually, with a 2-1 win at Reading. I think that's three wins in a row now for Wednesday. So they're looking at Woodley Mobile, as are Derby. And Frank Lampard is starting to look like a pretty good appointment for Derby. They've they won 2-1 at Hull for the second time in a week. So I think they beat them in the cup a few days before. And they, too, are looking up rather than down. And one final mention, Wigan have continued their good start to the season with a 1-0 win, albeit at home to Rotherham, who, with all due respect, I think will struggle this season. But they are, Wigan have started really brightly and look like they're not going to be trying to stave off relegation as a few people thought they might this season. So, lots of interesting results in the Championship this season, this weekend. And I think the table is starting to take shape. Obviously, with the Championship, you know, putting runs together can be, especially with how thick and fast fixtures come, you know, you can quickly change fortunes around. But it's interesting to see things start to take shape, and look forward to things reconvening after the international break. So that's the Championship corner on the road. Back to you guys in the studio.
That's our Championship roundup corner.
We're that was a good Championship roundup corner.
And a sponsor is Mr. Mustachios.
Yeah.
Wonderful pistachios.
Mm-hmm.
The best pistachios in the southwest region
cracking
of the country.
They're big in Italy as well.
I just put the.
They're big in Italy.
Nuts. Hang on a minute. Let's just. Just grabbing that. In. Damn it. Miss Mustachio.
Right.
Italy. We're going to go to Italy.
Let's do Serie A.
Should we do Italy?
Yeah, let's do Serie A.
What have you learned from Italy?
Mandzukic is superb. Matuidi is damn good as well. And that side cannot find somewhere to play Dybala. It's interesting that they can't find the place for him.
That's shocking. He was always on the right-hand side.
They're that good at the minute. You've got Ronaldo, you've got Mandzukic. And
do you think it's making Mandzukic really step up on Ronaldo then?
Yeah, he's played really well. But it's interesting that you, in the system that they're playing and the players that they've got and the ones, because they're playing Khedira, Matuidi, Pjanic in the middle. That's their three. And then they're bringing on Emery Can. They're playing those three in the middle with Cuadrado at right wing back, which works. There's no player for Dybala. It's just mad.
That's silly.
Because they've got Sandro, they've got Cuadrado, they've got Costa, Mandzukic, Ronaldo.
Douglas Costa. That's power. Yeah, that is
so
absolute power.
Dybala is sitting on the bench because they can't fit him in because they've got Douglas Costa, Ronaldo, and
Mandzukic.
And then they're bringing on Bernardeschi and they're playing Cuadrado at right wing back. They're playing very, very good, Juve. It's not like he just can't get in because he, you know, has been playing rubbish.
He's my goal of the week in Italy.
Yeah.
One Fabio Quagliarella.
Yeah.
For Sampdoria.
Absolute rocket.
It was amazing back heel.
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a back heel.
Absolute rocket. A back heel volley.
Yeah.
And no celebration.
Don't need it.
Don't need it, but that's it. Speak for itself. To go to Spain.
Let's quickly go to La Liga because I want to mention how wonderful Gareth Bale is.
Yeah, let's go on.
Gareth Bale is wonderful.
Yeah,
and he is on fire at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it's going that way. Of actually, this is your time to step up.
Yeah,
and fill the void of Mr. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, he's doing well. He's doing well. Chelsea's doing well. Leo Messi's doing well. He's got first player to 150 assists in the Liga. Could score that trick.
Didn't want him, mate. Completed it.
Yeah, completed it.
So I said, yeah, right.
I'll go on record now. If you still at this point think Ronaldo's better than Messi, you're wrong.
Well, it's going to be the age-old debate, that, isn't it?
Yeah, but Messi's better. Messi's better.
Just, yeah, but...
If Messi is signed for Juventus.
Messi's going to finish off his career there, right?
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. I think the only play... I can't imagine Messi being a... going
nomad.
Back to Boca, you know, sort of player. And just
maybe
having,
when he's 40.
I can't see it. I think that's what players like Tevez do and Maradona do. And Messi doesn't strike me as that. Messi strikes me as...
I'm
going to
just
retire on the top here in Europe where, you know... He's going to be playing week in, week out with great players.
All right, I've got some other new stuff.
Are we staying in Spain or are we going to France?
Just staying in Spain, just briefly, just for a second.
Stay with us, folks, we're in Spain.
Because Barcelona also went a goal down in that game before absolutely just wrecking them.
Within 4 minutes as well.
You were sore. What's going on?
4 minutes. I turned it on.
What's going on?
Saw the goal go in. I was like, this is mad. We're at the Nou Camp. Then I didn't watch the rest of the game. I watched a different game. Turn back, 88 minutes. I was like, Jesus, it's 8-2. I was just...
yeah, crazy. They just slayed
him. I watched the wrong game.
Absolutely slayed him. Other stuff, João Queen Sanchez was the oldest player to score in Celta Vigo versus Sevilla. He's 37.
Yeah,
he's beyond evergreen.
He is beyond evergreen at 37.
Otherwise, we had Vitikas have his head bitten in this when he's
there's
playing
a lot
second tier
in Spain, isn't there?
Second tier head bite.
There's an awful lot.
I've never seen a head bite until then. It wasn't even like
it was.
If it's
it was
an,
like he
if
was
it's an ear or an arm.
Yeah, well, you got Suarez, you know,
be all over it, but
it's
on the back of the head.
It was like he was bobbing for apples. It was that sort of like.
I don't understand why.
He's getting annoyed.
Yeah,
we've
not?
All bitten people on the head.
We've all done it.
A lot happens in Spain. Can we...
Where do you want to go?
France.
Do you want to go France?
I want to go to France.
Dan, I've got a question for you.
Monaco versus Marseille was my favourite game of the weekend.
What was the score in that game?
It was 3-2 to Marseille.
3-2?
Yeah, Marseille went 1-0 up, I believe. And then... it was Monaco went 1-0 up. Marseille then went 2-1 ahead. Then... Monaco pulled one back, got it 2-0, and then Marseille scored. It was tale of...
Any prospects in Monaco?
They've got quite a few good players at the minute, Monaco. They've got a good squad together. But the player who... two players made the difference. One, the Marseille defenders couldn't clear a ball properly and Falcao was in the six-yard box. It's like, what are you doing? If Falcao is there in the box... You have to clear the ball because otherwise he's going to score. And he did. Torvin came off the bench for Marseille and changed the game. He scored.
He's performing.
Yeah.
Absolutely performing.
He came off the bench and scored. He's continued his good form.
World Cup winner.
Yeah, World Cup winner.
World Cup winner.
Jazz is a World Cup winner. Buffon. He had a good... PSG had a great game.
Goff for Cannes. And so you just posted a little sexy picture of...
Yeah, put one up on our Instagram.
Yeah,
just because there's no
and
reason
top,
for it.
That top looks
just
good.
Put a picture of Buffon.
You don't have to explain
Neymar,
why you do that.
Yeah, exactly. Neymar as well. When they unveiled their fans, the opposition fans unveiled their flag saying Neymar is a crybaby on it. And Neymar scores the opening goal and goes stands in front of the sign and pretends to cry.
Good. Stay there for a while.
The boy is so good. He knows exactly what he's doing. And it was pictures of it were everywhere. Every newspaper. He knows exactly what he's doing.
He knows what
he's
doing.
He's so good.
Okay,
good
one last thing.
Liga. Yeah, go on then.
Have you got anything else to say?
Nope,
okay,
I'm good.
One last thing.
We can leave France.
So Mkhitaryan won't be able to play away against Qarabag in the Europa League.
Why?
After Azerbaijan banned Armenians.
That's
a different thing. You wish he was injured.
Yeah, no.
Unfortunately, this has got no place in the modern game. And should not be.
It's got no... That's ridiculous. It's got no part in being 2018.
Armenians don't get on... Well, Azerbaijan...
Azerbaijan, just stop saying that people can't...
Not talking to
you
anymore.
They're not talking.
Like talking.
They're not hitting each other up in their DMs anymore.
You know, I think a sad time.
It is. We can't end
sad.
That. Do you want to hear a good news story to end with?
Have you got any good news?
Ronaldo. Old Ronaldo. Fat Ronaldo. Brazilian Ronaldo. Whichever Ronaldo you want to describe him as. Is now the majority shareholder in Real Valladolid. In Spain. He bought 51% of the shares. So he is now the majority shareholder of that club. So he's technically the owner. No one can make a decision unless Ronaldo says it's all right.
Is that good news?
Yeah, it's good news. He's back in the game. I could have ended with good news. Maradona was... Well, Maradona looked happy again in a video. I'll leave it there. Allegedly. I don't want to get... But... And he was revealing himself on top of a car. Do you see that?
I haven't seen that.
He's pulling... Getting his nipples out and doing a lot of the... He looked like he'd been having a... Good time.
Fun time. I'm going to say now, I'm just going to ramble on. When we switch this off, I'm just going to ramble on. Cheers for joining us. This is the
Thanks
Feet
for
ramble.
Watching us.
Have a look on the socials.
If
on the socials.
You listen to there
and
you lot there, watch there.
Yeah. This is the... Hi, guys. This is the FIFA Ramble number 51. Hello, you've got us. This is FIFA Ramble. TFR, that's what you're watching here in a romantic setting, in a romantic restaurant. I treat you well.
Thanks.
You want to say any?
I'm good. I'm out.
This is a word from our sponsor. Do this. So we're able to.